Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Powell reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Mantilla applying the tag. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon is hit by the pitch. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet bunts in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla misplays the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Powell bunts towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bill Monbukett. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 4 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial S. Stadium in Baltimore.